"But why not have kept them in the passage?"
"He was frightened of the passage. Miss Norris knew about it."
"Well, then, in his own bedroom, or even in Mark's. For all you or I or anybody knew, Mark might have had two brown suits. He probably had, I should think."
"Probably. But I doubt if that would reassure Cayley. The brown suit hid a secret, and therefore the brown suit had to be hidden. We all know that in theory the safest hiding place is the most obvious, but in practice very few people have the nerve to risk it." Bill looked rather disappointed.
"Then we just come back to where we were," he complained. "Mark killed his brother, and Cayley helped him to escape through the passage, either in order to compromise him, or because there was no other way out of it. And he helped him by telling a lie about his brown suit."
Antony smiled at him in genuine amusement. "Bad luck, Bill," he said sympathetically. "There's only one murder, after all. I'm awfully sorry about it. It was my fault for—"
"Shut up, you ass! You know I didn't mean that."
"Well, you seemed awfully disappointed." Bill said nothing for a little, and then, with a sudden laugh, confessed.
"It was so exciting yesterday," he said apologetically. "And we seemed to be just getting there, and discovering the most wonderful things. And now—"